You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful, sparkling, shining souls. Thank you so much for being here with us. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and I'm so happy to be here in the collective energy and the consciousness and the high vibration of this beautiful, beautiful community. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about ancient knowledge, what was once known. Sometimes the information, the knowledge has been forgotten, and we are so fortunate to be in a place where we can have amazing guest speakers bring this knowledge forth so that it can, you know, really, really touch our hearts and open up our minds and our hearts as well. The theme for this particular series is the sacred human answering the call. Every single one of us, every single one of us is an aspect of the divine intelligence, truly an aspect of the divine, one and same, one and the same. And so we're here to answer the call. We're here to say yes, stepping up, stepping forward. We will be the sacred human. So right now, as we start the show, we call in the ancient ones. We call in the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us and to open our hearts. So we have a wonderful show for you today. Let me introduce our next guest. Dr. Jean Logan is an Earth Ambassador, an ordained minister, has a doctorate in nutritional healing, and has an extensive knowledge of many types of energy healing. As a conscious channel, Jean receives a language of light in the form of glyphs that are amazing powerhouses that can transform health, life, and well-being. She is the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbols of the Dawn, and Sacred Symbols Healing Cards. Her books are now in over 90 countries, with profits going to provide services to Indigenous children. So it gives me great pleasure and joy to welcome Jean to the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Ian. It's delighted to be here. I'm very honored.
Beautiful. And let me tell everyone, so today Dr. Jean is going to be talking about the healing power of the central sun. When you want it and where you want it. So we're going to be talking about glyphs, and many, many of you are familiar with Dr. Jean, of course. We thank you for coming from the various communities, and certainly to the wisdom community. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to have some live Q&A, so star two to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Jean a question, as well as there'll be a process towards the end of the call. Jean's going to take everyone through a meditation to take us back to before a painful incident occurred in our lifetime so we can choose a better path. So wonderful, wonderful show planned. Jean, let me ask you this. Let's go ahead and get started. You know, at some point in your life, you realized or you had some sort of awakening, I'm going to assume, or it was revealed to you that you were to work with glyphs, and we'll talk a little bit about what glyphs are, but when was that moment? What happened in your life where you realized that this was a calling for you, or maybe purpose work?
Well, I want to go back just a little step further than that. I've always been a seeker, and one time in meditation, I saw some writing like on a blackboard, and I felt that was telling me to try guided writing. And I had done that, tried years ago, and without success. But then I went ahead and tried again. And I took a pencil and pad and went out on the deck and tried to just empty my mind. Oh, we know how easy that is to empty your mind. And then I wrote whatever came into my mind, and it was just gibberish for the first page. But the second page, I was getting something. And it was some kind of guides telling me about all the things that they could help me with. And I said, "Oh, we can help you with herbs and with the stars." And I said, "Can you help me with the stock market?" And I said, "Well, if that's what you want, you can get that help too." And so then I practiced every day. Every single day, I did a reading, and I just kept working on it and to refine my skills there. And it wasn't until later on. I did have this thing about glyphs. I didn't know what it was, why I was interested in glyphs, and I looked it up on the internet and didn't find much except some Mayan glyphs that I didn't seem to do anything. And then one day I received an email from someone, and it had a glyph in that said it looked like a centipede with a drawing around it, and it said it would remove parasites that held fear in our body. And I have always been controlled by fear. I was a neurotic really at that time. I was a basket case. Fear controlled my life, and I was very depressed. And so I thought, wow, this is for me. I printed it out. I put it on my solar plexus, and immediately felt a tremendous commotion going on in my liver. And after a while, it subsided. And since I was able to talk to my guides, I said, I don't know how anybody could give that much power to a drawing on a piece of paper. I said, tell me what to do. How do I do this? And so they gave me instructions on how to create these glyphs. And so I had a couple unsuccessful attempts, but after a while, I realized that what I needed to do was to remove the negative emotions that I had. And so my first glyph I created was one to remove fear. And when I put that, I create the glyph and then I empower them in a ceremony. And when I use that, I put it on my solar plexus and I could feel stuff being drawn out of my arms and out of my breath. And I thought, wow, this is it. I'm on to something. And I continued. I made a glyph to remove anger, to remove sadness, to remove heartache. And I just kept on going with all the negative emotions that I felt I was holding inside. And at the time, I had absolutely no intention of writing a book. I was only interested in helping myself at that time. And so I just kept on working with those, and I kept using them, and layers of all these emotions came off, and I created a glyph to remove toxic matter from the body. I created a glyph to kill bacteria and viruses. And then I realized I was being called to write this book. That was even scarier. That was really... It took me 3 years to write the book, the first book. But I was told, you need to get this out there for people to help people. And that was the beginning, but it kind of slowly evolved. I didn't plan anything. It just slowly evolved.
Interesting. So let me ask you about the glyphs themselves. So you've told us that the glyphs are drawings on paper, but could you explain them in greater detail for us?
Well, I'm often given a picture. At first, I thought I was creating just these myself, and they're almost like little cartoon characters. But then glyphs are, we think about hieroglyphics, like on the tombs in ancient Egypt. The bird may be just a couple of lines or very simple drawings. And so as I've created them, I drew the glyph so that I would know what it was when I used the glyph. Like the one for the chakras was like a little stick man with little colored symbols for the chakras. And the one for circulation was another stick man with the red and blue lines going through. A lot of them were little pictures of whatever indicated, like the one for the heart is a drawing of a heart. And so that's just where I got the ideas. And I was doing these drawings on my own thoughts. But then I got I spoke to the woman who wrote that original glyph, and she said, this is why you came here. And I had a reading from her, the best reading I ever had in my life. And she said, this is why you came. She says, you came from the house of the masters, and you came in to bring this language of light. And at first, that just went over my head. But as time went by, it became more, it's just like the flower opened, and it was just a total amazement to me.
So you said you first used these glyphs on yourself. You were guided to use them on yourself to dissipate and transmute some, you know, fear, for example, in the beginning? And then at what point did you start using them on others?
Well, of course, I was married at the time, and my husband was a great guinea pig. And as a matter of fact, I could not have done the book without him, because at first I was just doing on these on little 3x5 cards, and I had little pieces of paper all over the house. And my husband said, "You can't do this way." He said, "You've got to get organized." He said, "Let me put them in the computer." And so he started organizing them in the computer. And that was the beginning of putting a book together. Later on, it just evolved into the book as he got them. And we called it the Holy Ground Farm Glyph Gallery. And so that was what at the time, I used them on him, and I would use them on, if anybody talked to me, I said, "Well, will you try these?" I had mixed feelings on that. Sometimes people could get kind of spooked, even when they're spiritual people, or they just dismiss the idea. But I just really used them on myself and him and close friends. And of course, for my family, forget that. Yeah. I'm way out on a limb compared to family. Sometimes your family just doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, no, right, yeah. And there's all sorts of judgments and perceptions and projections that we won't get to on this show.
Right.
Right. Okay, so here you have these glyphs. Now, I'm sure you were maybe amazed at some of the results you started seeing.
Well, I could feel it. Now, my husband could not feel it as well, but he could feel some. And when he felt some and he started feeling better, he was really impressed. And even though we're divorced, it just wasn't meant to be as a husband and wife, but he helped me all this time. And even after we were divorced, he continued to help me with creating the books for years after the divorce. We just kept on. He was a loyal believer. It was great to have somebody believe in you. And so and after I got the first book out, I thought, oh, that's it, because that's a lot of work getting a book out. And then the glyphs kept coming. The first book is mostly emotional healing glyphs, and the one for detoxification and antibacterial and antiviral. And then the next book, it seemed like I would get issues that I would have to resolve with the glyphs. And for example, once I got an infection behind the toenail, well, that's the kind of thing you'd have to take an antibiotic. But I just wrapped the glyph around the big toe, and the next day the inflammation was gone, the pain was gone, and it resolved that. And so then I was having serious heart problems. I mean, they're so scary that I was, I was alone, and I would call a friend and say, I may have to call 911, and my dogs are here. And then I created the glyph to heal my heart. And that was just, like a miracle. I mean, it was like a miracle. There were many times I thought I was having a heart attack. And then there was just one issue after another, and I would create a glyph, and then I just realized I just need to cover every organ, every gland. I need to rebuild myself. I had a lot of physical issues, and I have to say I've resolved almost all of them. Sometimes we still have things that we still work on, but I am in the best health. I can't remember when I've been in this good of shape. I never get sick. I never get colds. I never get the flu. No problems at all.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I have lots of questions. But let me and, you know, the community does here. Everyone's listening going, oh, tell us more. Tell us more. I know I can feel everyone really wanting to, you know, get into this. So thank you so much. Beautiful, fascinating topic that you brought to us today. Talking about the glyphs themselves, the first question is, maybe we should start by finding out from you, Dr. Jean, What makes them work?
Well, I just felt like they were the power of prayer. And, of course, I was getting guidance. At first, I was talking to my guides, but then one day I asked if I thought, gee, I wonder if God will talk to me. And I heard very clearly, well, yes, I'll talk to you. And I grabbed my notebook. I always use a notebook. And I got a one-page, very simple, like, you and I are one, and we are one with all things. And it was just, and I was told what my mission was. At one point when I was all getting involved in the vaccinations, I was gently reminded, you are not here to change the vaccination laws. You are here to bring in this language of light. So the ceremony, I thought the ceremony was what made it so powerful. But just recently, it was only within the last year that I was told, you need to understand what the electrical energy of the glyphs are. And I said, well, please tell me. And I was told that in the ceremony, the directive of the glyph goes to the central sun. The central sun sends electrical impulses that go into the glyphs. Those electrical impulses stay with the glyph as long as it's in good condition. And I was told to remind people that they are sacred, and when we're finished using them, tear them in half and throw them away so that deactivates the impulses. So that was interesting that I found this out 10 years after I had started and had three books out already. I was explained exactly how they got that energy there.
So all the while, that was how they were operating. But you didn't have that knowing and that understanding at that point. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the central sun is sending impulses to the glyph. So give us an example here. So let me say this. So let's pretend that I have a kidney issue, right? So I could be anyone listening right now, and we'll get to some live questions as well as we'll get to the Q&A on the web. So everyone, this is just me pretending. I'm pretending I've got a kidney issue, and I'm sure you've got a glyph for kidneys. But you know, how does this work? So, tell us how it works. Like in practicality, do we cut out the glyph and put it on our bodies, or how do we do that?
Well, the first thing I do want to explain is that all physical issues stem from emotional issues. So I tell people, start with the emotional issues, but if they have a critical issue, go ahead and just take the glyph. The glyph comes in the book. It has a header page for each glyph that explains about it and how to use it and a prayer. And then there's a second page with 16 of the same glyphs on. And you cut that out, and you would just tape that over to the kidney point, which would be just opposite your navel. And it's that simple. And I use a wide cloth tape, medical tape. And now it also can be done, and I just recently had a situation where next door they had a little chihuahua. He's 15 years old, and he had heart problems, and he was taking... They gave him some prescription medicine that I think was Lasix. I think that does more harm than good. But he was to reach a point where he could not eat or could not drink. Mm-hmm. And when they took him to the vet, they said he had kidney failure. And he also had canker sores in his throat, so he couldn't swallow. And so I used a surrogate in this case. I took a teddy bear as a surrogate, and I put the glyph for the kidney on the back side of the teddy bear. And I put glyphs for the, I've also put a detoxification, because you would want to detox your glyph at your kidney at the same time. I would put two glyphs there. I would put a detox one there. And then I put, one for the bacteria and viral on his throat for the canker sores, because that's a virus.
Mm.
And the next day he started drinking, and the day after he started eating again.
Wow.
And they brought him over. The course the vet suggested putting him to sleep.
Oh,
and they wouldn't.
Goodness, yeah.
They didn't want to have that. And a week later, they brought the dog over to show me how well he was doing.
Mm. You see?
So that's...
Yeah, beautiful. Hmm? Beautiful.
I was asking, finished speaking about how you had worked with that dog. And I was saying that so many of your the people, your clients and customers, people who work with you, actually use these glyphs for their pets. Is it something that you can help the emotional root of the issue with pets as well, or do you mostly work physical symptoms?
Definitely.
Okay.
Right. And I keep, people ask me if the good if they have to believe in them for them to work, but they work very well on animals. And they don't believe in anything. But on the other hand, they don't get in the way. They don't doubt.
Exactly,
they're not
yeah.
skeptics. They don't judge. And they have no ego. So they work very effective. And you can do them on a surrogate or you can do them right on the animal. I had one dog we got from the Humane Society. And she got... car sick every time we'd get in the car, and I tried doing things on my own often and with different glyphs and things, and then I finally asked, I said, what is wrong with this dog? Why cannot I heal her of this car sickness? And I was told that she had brain damage from dehydration and starvation as a puppy. And so I was told how to create a glyph to repair the part of her brain that was damaged or was undeveloped, really. And so we put it on her. I put it right in the book. There are drawings of where the chakras are for both humans and for animals. And so on her, I put the glyph right on her head. She was short-haired. And we put it, I recommend putting them on right before bedtime. And we put it on her head, and she kind of rolled her eyes like something was going on, and she didn't understand what it was, but she did not object to the glyph being up there. And so 2 weeks later, she was about 90% better after that every night we put it on. And in another 2 weeks, she never got sick again. And
wonderful.
So I realized at that point we could actually heal the damaged brain.
Mm.
And so we have that glyph, that particular glyph with other series of glyphs. We've healed dogs of seizures and of snake bites and various things. It's easy. The pets heal easier than people do. But on a dog which has long hair or cats, a surrogate works better.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Or
so
you can put a page of them under a pad under their bed.
Hmm. So there seems to be a connection between the glyph and the proximity to maybe the skin.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You put them on the chakras. And for emotional, dogs have animals have emotional problems too, especially rescue animals.
Hmm.
And so there's a glyph for fear of abandonment. And heartache. I mean, the animals go through a lot of heartache that have been abandoned, or even puppies, you know. And so definitely it helps a lot. And for dogs that don't, or animals that don't get along, the glyphs work very well, because a lot of times they don't get along because they're afraid of being replaced. They're afraid the other one's going to get more love. They have resentments. And so with the glyphs, you can remove a lot of those negative feelings, and then there's a glyph for love. So that, and I've had success with that with many people.
Mm. That's really wonderful, because, you know, quite frankly, there's a lot of people who don't necessarily understand the human-animal relationship for whatever reason. And don't know how to handle maybe aggressive or timid animals, and you know, as part of a pack. And so this would be something that would be really helpful in those situations.
Yes, yes, it would. I hadn't thought about aggressive dogs, but you're right.
Yeah. You know, so if, exactly. No, exactly. You know, very often it's insecurity, you know, insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but back to humans, if someone has an issue or an ailment, and they come to you, do you, because you mentioned for that one dog, you created a glyph. Do you sometimes get guidance to create a custom glyph for someone, or is mostly what you've already created somehow applicable to, you know, most situations?
It almost seems like I'll be told to create a glyph, and I don't know who it's for, and then all of a sudden, for mm-hmm. example, there was a, I was told to create a glyph to heal damaged nerve bundles. And so I thought, well, that's fine, that's interesting. And when I used it myself, I was really surprised. I didn't think I had damaged nerve bundles, but I had to sit down because it really, and I tell people with this glyph, do lay down because it will make you kind of woozy. But shortly after the first book was out, this man I knew that he was in his 50s and he had a copy of the book, and he said the first one he opened was to that glyph, healing the damaged nerve bundles. And he said he had used street drugs for years, crystalline methamphetamine, and he said he had damaged himself. That he said, as he worded it, I have trouble staying on top of my game in life. And he said it had left him impotent. And so he said he cut out that glyph and he used it, and he said he felt a warm feeling come over him. And I don't know if he wore it at night or what, but the next morning he said, it was back all the way. I felt like a 20-year-old.
Hmm.
And so that was, obviously, there was people out there who needed that, healing the damaged the nerves bundles.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, we don't know yet because we haven't heard all about the glyphs and all the types of glyphs. But I often ask the question around, if we feel that we are maybe healthy versus we have something that we're aware of as maybe a condition that we're experiencing or a disease that we're experiencing. So for healthy people, of course, we're always exposed to environmental toxins and electromagnetic frequencies and 5G and, oh gosh, and the list goes on. So as healthy as we feel, there's also, you know, all these toxins which really are causing many diseases in healthy people. Are there glyphs for kind of preventative maintenance or, you know, just to sustain your health?
Well, absolutely.
Or, yeah, okay.
Absolutely. For example, my ex-husband had glaucoma and cataracts, and I created a glyph around that for his eyes. But what I tell people, when I used it, I could feel, I just put the glyph on each eye and I laid down with a cloth over them, and I could feel something being drawn out of my eyes. And I used those glyphs a lot myself, and I don't need reading glasses. I did years ago, but I don't anymore.
Wow.
But yeah, so I tell people, and I just put out a newsletter. I put out a newsletter every couple of months. And I had a list of preventative things they could use. There's a glyph for malignancy, and I tell women, go ahead and put a string of about four of them in your bra and do that for a couple days. And when I did it, I could feel something going on in one breast. And the other one, I didn't feel anything, but I felt something happening. And so I tell them, if for that one for malignancy, I said, put it on for the men, put it on your sacral chakra, because prostate cancer is almost epidemic. And then put it on the women are always concerned with ovarian cancer. And so I said, go ahead and use it as prevention. There's nothing to, no harm done. And so, yes, and the one for the heart. The one for the heart, it literally will clear the plaque out of the arteries. And so I said, go ahead and use that before you need it. I mean, once you have a heart attack, it's too late. And when they're on your way to the you're on the way to the hospital, you're out of control. You're out of control. So I tell people to go ahead and use that ahead of time.
Wow. So, you know, this would definitely be something that If we're concerned about our health, especially as we start to get older, and maybe not as vibrant. I'm not saying we're not as vibrant when we get older, but sometimes we can become more susceptible. This would seem to be something that would be very, very good for almost everyone to kind of have as part of their, would you do it daily as part of their regimen, or would you do it weekly?
No, I just occasionally. I mean, you can only spend so much time with that.
Yeah.
It's easy to get focused on things that are bothering you, but the prevention is all important too. But you touched on something that I try to avoid, this idea of getting older. I have this, I teach that we age ourselves with our mind, and that these are just numbers that are important when you get your driver's license or Social Security. But we have the power of God. Remember that. We have the power of God. And we can heal ourselves of anything. And we can, we buy into that. I would say aging is a lie we bought into. And we can stop that aging effect. I mean, my hair is started getting gray, and then when I changed my attitude and my thought and my belief, it stopped. And you can stop yourself from aging. We've got to understand that we've been programmed to get sick. We've been programmed to get old and think we have to wither up and die. And we need to break that programming. We're living in a matrix. We've literally been programmed to believe a whole lot of things that are not true. When you think about the Bible, people lived hundreds of years. And somebody says, oh, well, there must be different kind of years. Well,
yeah.
I don't think so. What if Methuselah lived to be 1,000 years old? But just give up that idea of getting old. And I got, I was told that if you see yourself as young, you will be. And so it's difficult, especially for us women, when you pass a mirror and you see lines in your face, it's easy to think of yourself as getting old, but you have to let that go. The mirror lies. That's who you were yesterday.
Right.
That's my thought on that.
No, thank you. That is truth, because, as you say, we have the power of God within us. And, you know, if you just think about the fact that we are an aspect of God, literally, we are the essence of God, and God, universe, source that created every single atom in the universe. Just think of all that power that's within us. We just have to realize that and come into that knowing. Yeah, beautiful. And then we have these amazing tools and modalities that have been shown to people like you to help people like us with any issues or conditions that we might be facing. You know, and what I'd love to do now, Jean, is go to the phones and also take some questions from the web. There's a lot of questions. And I think that way people will also get a better sense of how you can help them with these glitches. So can we do that now? Are you ready?
Oh, wonderful. I love questions.
Beautiful. Okay, so *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone for a live question. *2 to raise your hand if you got here late and you didn't hear that. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your name as well as your question in the question box, and we'll get to as many as we can. So let's go to Lumberton, North Carolina. Lumberton, North Carolina. The last four digits of your phone number are 2362. You're on live. Anyone home? Hello? Lumberton, North Carolina. You are not answering. Let's go to Gillette, Wyoming. Gillette, Wyoming, 8578. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, you're with us live.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Jean. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know of a specific question, but I was calling in because I've been sick for many, many years, and I've really struggled with emotional problems, struggled for the same amount of years, about 18 years, So I struggle with physical and emotional health, and it's been ongoing, and I just feel stuck.
Okay, well, this is where we want to start with those emotional. You would want to start with the emotional glyphs. What I tell people to do is there are about eight or ten of them, and you would use one after another, one to remove fear, remove sadness. And I see some sadness in you and heartache. I see heartache that almost makes me want to cry. I mean, I feel emotionally overwhelmed by the heartache that you're carrying. And what happens when you put that glyph on, the glyph literally removes that from the body and the light of God goes in. And little by little, it can be tremendously relieving, yes.
Yes, I think I've dealt with a lot of my fear-based stuff because I had had a lot of fear. I just had a lot of anxiety from, 4 years of age. But then, yes, I've definitely ended up in some deep depression. So,
right, yeah. Oh, that would help you so much. When I went through my divorce, I piled 5 glyphs on my solar plexus from fear, anger, sadness, and the whole works. And, oh, what a blessed relief that was. Yes, you would benefit so much.
You always put them on the solar plexus?
If you feel that this pain is coming from your heart, you could put it over the heart chakra. The reason I suggest the solar plexus is kind of like Grand Central Station. It connects to everything. And when in doubt, just use the solar plexus. You can also put them under the feet. You could take a half a page, which is about 8 glyphs is the size of the foot, put them under your feet at night, and with a loose booty or a little anklet on. But that can be kind of intense when you start. If it keeps you awake, take them off and do it, just start with the solar plexus.
Okay.
People can
Thank
even
you.
Just sit with
Thank
their
you.
Hands on them, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay. All right, sweet love. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you, yes. Thank you for calling okay. in.
Thank you.
Jean, a couple of people have written in questions. I'm not going to take the personal questions because it's a general question, but how long do you leave them on your body for?
Well, there is no real right answer to that because it depends upon what it is. The emotional ones, I just tell people put them on at night. But there's times when you can, like I said, when I use that fear glyph, I could feel stuff pulling out of me right away. And so there's really no set answer. It depends upon what you're doing. The emotion ones can work fairly quickly, but the ones to heal the body are going to take longer. Like with the dog, we had to use that for 4 weeks, for a month. And when I had my heart problem, I was told to use that glyph for 4 months. And so I did, but I put it on a surrogate to make it easier after I used it first on myself. So it depends upon what you're trying to do. The emotions heal quickly. The nerves heal fairly quickly. You can feel that, but then tissue takes longer, and bones take naturally the longest.
Mm.
So there's no set time, but you cannot use them too long. But I do tell people, if you have pain somewhere and you start using the glyphs and the pain goes away, don't stop using the glyphs. Just keep on, just like if you went to the doctor and they gave you pills and you felt better the next day, you wouldn't quit right away. I would give it some time.
You just follow your guidance?
Pardon?
Do you just follow your guidance for that?
Follow your guidance. And there's no set rule with this.
Okay. Now, you mentioned surrogate a couple of times as well. So Sarah Lee from Cleveland, Ohio, she wrote in, when do you use a surrogate? And when you use a surrogate, do you put the person or animal's name on the glyph or on that surrogate? Like, let's say you're using a teddy bear or something. Are you putting their name on that surrogate?
Yes, I do. Even when I get an animal, I use the animal's name and I put the family's last name on there. But the whole thing is the intention. is your set intention, that you intend that the energy to this glyph go to that person. It's just like a prayer. If you're praying on for Uncle George on the other side of the country, you said that, you know that energy is going there. You probably don't really need that name, but for me, it's important. I do that anyway. I think that's very meaningful, and I have a lot of teddy bears I'm working with, so I need to make sure I know who I'm working with. Now, you don't have to use a stuffed animal. You could use a drawing on a piece of paper or a picture of that person. But if you're using it a bunch of glyphs on them on different parts of the body, it works better to have a drawing on a paper or a stuffed animal.
Thank you. Marianne from Waltham is writing in, and she asks, regarding the healing of the brain, can dementia or Alzheimer's be healed with glyphs?
Oh, absolutely. My dog got dementia. He started defecating in the house. And so I put the glyph for detoxification on the crown. Now, here I used a teddy bear. I put it on the crown chakra of the teddy bear, and I put three glyphs on him, one for detoxification because I thought it could be aluminum, just like with humans, with Alzheimer's. Mm. Then I put a glyph for healing the damaged brain, and then I used a glyph for neurological healing. And that defecation stopped then, and within 24 to 48 hours, he was back to normal. And before, he was getting lost in the room. It was really pitiful. And so one family wrote me, and she said she put it on her, I don't remember if it was her father, her grandfather, who had Alzheimer's. And she said the healing, the how well it worked was amazing, and he liked them. A lot of old people would not be receptive to that. But before he'd go to bed at night, he'd ask them to put his glyphs on.
Sounds wonderful. Really sounds wonderful. And so non-intrusive also.
Mm-hmm. But, right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the phones. So let's go to, let's see, Ottawa, Ontario. Ottawa, Ontario. This is 6194, the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Hi. Thank you so much. This is fascinating. The question I have with the glyph, if we're dealing with grief, because my kids lost their father recently, when you're putting a glyph on a surrogate, because I'm the mom, does it work only when there is permission from the other person? Or can we just intentionally, you know, when you're sending remote healing, it can just be a gift that you're
right.
giving? Does it work the same way with the glyph?
Well, what I do, and I should have mentioned this earlier, I say if the soul grants permission, that's just a courtesy because you can't interfere in anybody's life without permission from the soul. You don't need permission from them. You don't bother to ask them because a lot of times that's not going to work too well. And I've never had a problem with only one time have I ever been told, no, the soul did not grant permission. And that was with my own nephew, who's retarded, and I thought, oh, I can help him. And I was told, no, he wanted to come in this way, and he does not want any help. And that's the only time I've ever been told no. I have been told sometimes that this person chose this for their life. You could use the glyphs, and it might help, but some people have chosen certain limitations for various reasons. But you do ask permission from the soul, right?
Thank you. And quickly, if there's time for grief, is there a specific
absolutely
glyph?
Absolutely, there is one for heartache. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank
really
you.
Thank you. Much love to you and your family. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
So maybe, Jean, maybe this is a good time to go through the offer, because the offer includes a lot of what you're speaking about, and people have questions around this. So maybe we can go through the offer, and then people can take a look at what's included, and you can just do some explaining around what's included to give people a better sense of how they can use that again in their lives. So before you do that, though, I'm going to tell people how they can follow along visually. And so if you're on the webinar page, everyone, you would click underneath Dr. Jean's smiling photograph. It'll be the orange button that says special offer if you're on the webinar page. And that'll take you to the offer page, which is powerful healing from the central sun. Now, if you're not on the webinar page and you would like to still follow along, then you would have to type in this web address. And I'm going to give it to you now. Everything's lowercase. There's not a single capital letter in this. So you type in wotashow.com/ and then Jean7, J-E-A-N-7, wotashow.com/Jean7. That's just the number 7. And that'll bring up the page that you can take a look at. Of course, we'll send this link to everyone via email tonight. And again, over the weekend, as well as on, we'll post this on Facebook as well. So, Jean, please tell us about the program that you have. And I know there's a couple of options you have here, which also includes a private session. So I think people are very, very keen to hear about this.
Okay, I'll be glad to. For the first offer, it's all three of the healing books, and this is ebook format. And then I was asked to create a special glyph for the children in Africa who had AIDS, and I was given the symbol to use. And I entitled that the Mu Glyph, because I found that glyph, and I was guided to this book, The Sacred Symbols of Mu. And so we're giving a copy of that Mu Glyph, and this is a type of glyph that is a super viral aid. It would help with AIDS, Lyme's disease, and what I encourage people to do is put that, have that embossed on a T-shirt where you have several of them like that, because when you're dealing with a mutating virus, it's going to take some time because the viruses were designed to escape detection. And so what the glyph is programmed to do is to seek out and whatever part of that glyph is, or part of that virus is mutating and changing to other forms. So that would be like Lyme's disease and various hepatitis. And that's included in the package. And then there's a complimentary copy of the book written by James Churchwood, The Sacred Symbols of Mu. And that's in ebook format again. And that's the first package for $97.
Okay. So for the benefit of people who, if you can still hear me, okay, for the benefit of maybe people who came late, so in the unlocking the power of glyphs, how are these three books different?
Oh, the difference between the books.
Yeah, the difference between the books. Yeah.
The first book is basically a lot of the emotional healing glyphs, and then the second book goes into physical things. I tried to cover every organ, every gland, the eyes, the heart, the ears, which resolved vertigo overnight for me. I mean, it was covered every physical thing or physical body part, not diseases. The only disease I covered there is malignancy.
Hmm.
So, and then the third book was a lot of the energy healing, different functions, energy balancing, and even like there was one was Edgar Cayce thing years ago was called a wet cell battery, and my sister healed her husband of Alzheimer's with the wet cell battery, but it's a very tedious, expensive thing. And I asked, can I emulate that with a glyph? And so I was told, yes, I could. So I created glyphs on various different energy problems. And also there are some glyphs I created. I felt like this could be helpful in the garden of trying. We had trees that were dying here in this part of the country of a insect disease. And so I created a glyph to stop the insects that were killing the trees. And that's basically it. There's 30 in the first book, 34 in the second book, and 34 in the third book.
Okay, and the beauty of them being e-books is that you can print out the specific page. You know, so if you
you can print right from your computer,
which is fairly common.
Right.
Print it out.
I do tell people.
Does it have to?
I do tell people when you get your books, print out all the table of contents and put them in a nice binder so you've got a place to put your glyphs as you print them out. And get to know the table of contents because you want to understand you're going to be getting 98 glyphs and you want to know what they do. Okay, for the second offer, it's all of the above, all of the books and the Moo glyph and the Churchwood glyph book. And it includes when I create the glyphs, I have a programming statement that I use to program them with, telling the glyph exactly what it's supposed to do. And when people wanted to workshop my glyphs, I put a little bundle together of some of these programming glyphs to help them in teaching to use the glyphs. And also it could be helpful for people who are healers to know a little bit more about each one of the glyphs. And so I put a little bundle together of 60 or 70 of these programming statements. They don't always exactly match what's in the book because there were changes, but they will definitely be a great bit of help. And I'm always making changes and upgrading the glyphs. Then the other part of it is a consultation, which is normally I charge $150 an hour for a consultation, but this includes an hour consultation, which you could divide into two 30-minute times. And I recommend that, dividing it into two 30-minute ones. And that's for $197.
I'm very, very curious, Jean, around your private session, because I know people are asking, well, what happens in a private session? Do you work with people to determine which glyphs are best for their bodies? Can you just go through that a little bit for us?
Well, I encourage them to use them to start using the emotional healing glyphs before the session so they have some idea of what they're doing. And I always send out a little statement after I get the name and email. I send out a little statement pointing things out that will be helpful to them, where they can get information with answers to their questions. But then with the session, I would encourage them to write down questions. I can help them with the glyphs, but also giving nutritional guidance. Often I can tell when I speak to the person issues that they have. I can tell right away whether they have a weight problem just by their voice. And I can, might be able to pinpoint things if there's clarity there or also give spiritual guidance.
Wonderful. Oh, now there's an echo. Are you hearing the echo?
Yes.
No.
Well, at least we're speaking to each other.
Sounds like I'm speaking to myself. Okay, let's do this. I'd like to have you take us through that beautiful meditation.
Okay, alrighty. All right. Let's everybody just relax. Make yourself comfortable, whatever is comfortable for you, whether you're sitting or lying down. And I want you to take a couple deep breaths. Just go ahead and inhale and take all the way in. And then slowly let it out through your mouth. Another one in through the nose. And let it out through the mouth and just totally relax and let go of any other issues. Now I want you to think of something in your life that's troubling you, something emotional or physical, it doesn't matter which. What we're going to do is we're going to create a timeline in front of us. And down on the left side of you is the past, and that brings right up to you in the front of you is the future. And you're going to go down that timeline to before the incident occurred that caused you this pain and suffering. Now, if you don't know when it was, whether it was this life or a past life or in the womb, it doesn't matter because your soul knows. Just say you're going to go back in that in time to before the incident occurred that caused this suffering, and you're going to take a different path. You're going to take a path of love and healing and the path that the divine wants you to take. And you bring that slowly back up to the present time, seeing yourself of healed of that pain and that suffering and of that incident. And as we are healed, we send our healing out to all of humanity because we are all one. And as we are healed, others are healed. We bring ourselves back and we see ourselves as perfect, released of whatever sadness or heartache or pain was there. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank everyone out there.
Yeah, especially today. Especially today. Thank you all for your patience. I know a lot of you have written in about the communication challenges that we faced. Jean, if I drop off, then by the way, you're still alive. They're saying, please tell Jean to continue talking.
Oh, yeah, really? Yes, that's true. Maybe they can hear me. Perhaps they can't hear me. I thought I was guessing that they couldn't hear me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's been a wonderful show. But what I wanted to, I know I can see a lot of people joined a little bit later on. If you can maybe, Jean, just for the benefit of everyone again, so we can all really get a good understanding, again, either for the benefit of those who joined later or maybe just as reinforcement for those of us who were here for the whole show, on and off, if you can just, again, just explain the power of the glyphs.
Yes, the glyphs receive their power. My understanding is, what I was told is that when I empower the glyphs, I'd have the glyphs, a chapel on my land with a major vortex on it, and we empower the glyphs there, and we send the directive up to the central sun, and the central sun sends down electric impulses to the glyphs that remain with that glyph as long as it's in existence and undamaged. It doesn't matter if it's on your computer or sitting on or wherever it is, in a box on your table after you cut them out. They're still, the glyphs always keep their power when they're undamaged. They do not. Somebody said, "Can do it? I need my glyphs recharged." No, you don't. They always are charged. They're always charged. And they can work on yourself and your pets. And you can also, there's a glyph called Reaching Out where you can work on family members with the soul's permission. And it will go through a cycle of removing a lot of the emotional burdens, which can be very helpful because oftentimes we have members of our family or loved ones who have problems and would not be open to the glyphs, but they can be helped with their soul's permission. So that's where they get their power.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we did miss some time. I'd love to go back to the phones for a few more callers, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. Yeah, let's.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Okay, Detroit, Michigan, 8363. Yeah. Detroit, Michigan. You're on live.
Hey, how are you?
Awesome. Thank you.
What a roller coaster. I absolutely love it.
Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, it was so wild. You know, I did ask a personal question because I've been told I work with Azrael, Archangel Azrael, and the Holy Spirit, and help people pass from one lifetime to another. And I'm just wondering of what kind of glyph would that be? I guess, you know, some insight.
Well, there is a glyph called Soul Rescue. My first husband committed suicide, and I asked if there's some way I could help him, and I was given a glyph, and all it lists in there what it all would do, how it would help that soul. And so for helping people, that Soul Rescue would probably be a great thing. Right.
Right. Are there any messages of any kind from the other side?
Are there any? I'm sorry. Are you talking to me or?
Yeah, I'm asking you if there's any messages from the other side, angels.
No, I'm not. Not at this time. No.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate your time, and so the light codes and the sound codes and the glyphs, I thought they would all work well together, and I would also I thought that it was a good thing that we take back some of the symbolism that evil has taken, like the you know, the Nazi symbolism or the pentagram and use them for positive and reclaim them. I don't know how you feel about that, but I've heard there's kind of people wanting to reclaim them and not let them have them anymore. That's it.
Yeah,
and
I don't know. I haven't pursued that idea.
I thank you very much.
All right.
Okay,
thanks for
you.
Much love to you. Well, it's in the consciousness now, though. So, yeah. All right. So let's go to Van Nuys, California, and it's going to be 7646, and you are on live. Hello, California. 7646.
Hello.
Van Nuys, California. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for picking me.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
You're on live. Do you have a question for Dr. Jean? You're live.
Hi, you can hear me now?
Perfectly.
We can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Dr. Jean. Hi, Ian. My question was actually about my energy in my stomach. I was hoping that maybe Jean can help me out with, I have celiac disease, and I tend to get very bloated no matter what type of foods I eat. Is there something that you could recommend to make it better?
Well, first of all, we're going to start with those emotional healing glyphs because that is an emotional problem.
Okay.
And then there is a glyph for the stomach. And I hesitate to say this, but I would use that glyph for malignancy too. I'm not saying that you have a malignancy, but I would use it anyway. When in doubt, go ahead and use that.
Okay.
But eat a whole food, natural food diet, and cut off meat for a while. Okay.
I've been vegetarian for about 3 months now.
Okay, good, good. Somebody was telling you that already. All right.
Right. Yes. Anything else you see for me? That I could do?
Just make your diet a lot of whole natural foods that they come out of the ground. And I would, if raw foods bother you, I would go ahead and steam them a little.
Okay, perfect. And I also do Reiki on people, and maybe I haven't cleared myself too well in some of those. Not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, you want to take care of that for sure.
Okay.
Soul paths and other forms. All right, thanks for calling in. Much love.
Thank you. Much love to you all.
All right, let's go to Terrace, Ohio. Terrace, Ohio, 1920-1920, last four digits of your phone number.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, both of you.
Hello.
Thank you for taking that call. I have two questions. One is, I have a chronic sinusitis and asthma, which seems to be caused by the sinusitis. But my first question is, can one draw a picture of oneself, like a stick figure, and put the glyph on there? And just sort of leave
definitely.
It on there?
Yes.
And you can do that.
Yes.
Just put my name at the top and stick that on there. I do have all
and also
books. Yeah.
And also I recommend to people, tell the glyph, give it a time, like continue for 30 days. You want to tell the glyph how long it should keep working.
Okay.
You may not need it for 30 days, but that gives the glyph an idea, because sometimes there are things that you may want to work on for some time.
Right.
And so the glyph has consciousness, and it will understand.
And could I put a fear glyph on my solar plexus while I have a lung glyph or whatever on the stick figure, or no?
I would. You could put like the fear and the lung glyph on, and that would not be a problem. I advise against getting the book and cutting out a whole bunch of glyphs and sticking a whole bunch on at one time, because you're moving energy.
Right.
It could make you kind of woozy if you tried. One man said he put back five on the back of his heart right away and almost fell over when he got out of bed. So you want to start out with just one or two glyphs.
Okay, but I can put those on a stick figure that I draw, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Rather than one on me and one on the stick figure.
But when you put one, when you use a surrogate, you have to believe in your intention for that energy to go there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to believe in that intention, okay? And there's a prayer and affirmation with it.
Yeah, and I have all three books. I just haven't started because I just don't know where to begin. So,
okay.
I'll start with the emotions.
Yeah, with that.
Yeah.
Right, with the emotional healing glyphs. And if you got a lung problem, you definitely want to use that. The lung glyph is great. No, it really works wonderful.
Oh, good. Yeah. I can use it. I can put that on my lungs and the fear glyph on my navel or my solar plexus, right?
Right.
At the same time.
Yeah, on that solar plexus. Yeah, I would probably work on the navel too, if that's what you feel. If you get a sense to put one somewhere, then do it. Okay.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Jean. And Ian, thanks.
Okay.
Both of you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Much love. Thank you
for calling.
You know, it sounds like, for people who are going to be purchasing the glyphs, it sounds like if they're not sure, then they would really benefit from that session. Also, given that the session that you're offering on this show is substantially less than it would be if people had to work with you privately. But, you know, just to get that extra guidance, when working with these glyphs, which quite frankly might be new to people. There are people who have worked with your glyphs for years and know exactly what to do. But if you're new to this, would you say, Dr. Jean, that it would probably be beneficial to also get a session? Because I'm sure there'd be a lot of insights and intuition that you have that would help them.
Yeah, it would be. It's up to them. I want to leave this up to the people, and they also know what their financial situation is. And I don't know if you have one where they can pay part at one time or what your setup is. But
yeah,
what I tell people too, if they don't feel, if they want to just get the package of three, and then later on, perhaps they could contact you and say, can I pay another $100 to get the other part? Is that, I don't know if that's possible, whether you're open to that.
Yeah, I can make that happen. I can make that happen.
Yeah,
no problem.
Some people may not think, oh gosh, well, I don't have the money right now. So we want everybody to have a second chance at getting if they think the
yeah.
that might be possible.
Of
okay.
course, yeah. We never want to be an obstacle to the light.
Right,
no, no.
right.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. If people are guided and led to do that, then that's okay. They can just email us. They have mm-hmm. our email address. I won't even mention it on the air.
Right.
Beautiful. Well, Dr. Jean, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm sorry that we had those technical difficulties, but you know, here we are at the end. So, you know, here we
I
are.
I couldn't believe that
we're
just.
yeah, there have been over 300 speakers, and this has never happened ever in the history of the show. But here we are on the mountaintop. We're on the mountaintop, and. And
you're on a mountaintop too. I'm on a mountaintop.
No, what I'm saying is figuratively, we're on the mountaintop. We will not be pulled down. Yeah, we will not be pulled down. Yeah, we have a divine assignment to share and share this beautiful light and share your beautiful message and to heal and to make a change and a difference in the world. So we will continue to do that.
I've really enjoyed this, and I really appreciate it. And I want to thank and everyone out there, and I want to send my love and my blessing out to everyone.
Thank you, thank you. Well, thank you again for being on the show. It's been so wonderful, and much love to you. And I hope that many, many people get to experience your beautiful gifts, your beautiful contributions to humanity and beyond by working with you. So thank you again, Jean. Much love.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now. And thank you all, beautiful souls, for being here. Thank you. If you listen to the replay, it's going to be super smooth. But if you are listening live, then you are amazing by hanging in there because we did have some issues. But we'll get those taken care of. And then, of course, we thank our beloved Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power and service for bringing us together and supporting us here on the Wisdom Show. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.